ladies and gentlemen, either due to the mic, well, actually, I just find it gobsmacking, actually, that people think from a meeting's perspective that you can have a microsecond turnaround between one meeting ending and another starting. Any proper planning and performance metric should have included a transition time when you're using meeting rooms end to end. So to compensate for the lack of 5P planning, which I won't say to the transcript record, and I'm sure you can all look it up, with a particular Australianism involved in it as well, what we'll be doing is starting, I would suggest, probably at 6 to 7 minutes past the hour. So if anyone is online and wants to take a brief break, do be back in the next couple of minutes. The technology will be up and running shortly, and we do have a piece of unexpected business on our agenda. So have your thinking hats on, have your copy of the final report to hand, and we will be, I believe, able to either share the email or give you a shared view in the Adobe Connect room of a very important letter or intervention or a piece of advice that has come to us, I believe, only overnight or this morning, from Tricia Drakes in her capacity as chair of the review group. So it's an important piece of business, but it's a piece of business that I think we need to deal with formally. So we'll have a little ad hoc drafting team, and looking at the time now, I would suggest we will be starting no later than 10 past the hour. So that'll give everyone time to do your banking, do your emails, catch up with grandma, whatever it is you normally do, because you know once we start our meeting, I want your absolute and undivided attention. Thank you, one and all. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, at least morning time in Prague, a beautiful sunny city, and I'm pleased to report for the record that we're all having a wonderful time, although far too little to take the pleasures of this magnificent place. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Cheryl Langdon Orr. I'm the ALAC appointed chair to the ALAC Improvements Implementation Task Force. And in the great tradition of ALAC, we, of course, make that shorthand and letters so it is indecipherable to other humankind. So this is, in fact, a meeting of the AII-TF for tracking of documents if someone is highly motivated to do that sort of thing. We apologise for the unavoidable delay in technology getting set up when the meeting room we're allocated was occupied to the top of the hour. And I would thank each and every one of you who are here face-to-face at this meeting, and indeed anyone who is joining us on the remote participation Adobe Connect room. One thing, if you are in Adobe Connect world and you are here near a microphone, please, from a housekeeping point of view, be so kind as to mute your speakers. Otherwise, we will have me, you, and anyone else talking in quadruple or more. And whilst we all like Quad A records, it used to be really only an IPv6 issue. I don't think we need it as a feedback one. We do, in fact, have a very brief agenda set for today, which includes, ladies and gentlemen, a much-deserved yay team for the heroic amount of work you've all done to get this final report, although we will now discuss probably near final report, completed to the Structural Improvements Committee in a timely manner, and we trust in the not-too-distant future, particularly nurtured along by Sebastian, who occupies seat 15 for us in the board, that there will in fact be a board response in some way, shape or form back to the ALAC chair at least on what I trust they will see as a job well done. However, we live in hope and occasionally die in despair, and what we need to do today is make sure that we've not missed anything, that we are satisfied with the process, and that we are very clear that this is indeed the completion of our first review. We will then look at what are next steps. Some of the work, and some of you, of course, are committed to other work groups. There is ongoing responsibility allocated by this team for a few of these functions. So whilst the AII-TF will soon enter its sunset and become no more, many of us will in fact be involved with rules of procedure review and metrics work groups as well. It may be, I think, fairly important for all of you, if you are as blind as I am, to look to your screens, because what we're going to be discussing is text from a letter email that was sent to us today. It's sitting in your Adobe Connect room as note 6. And if you're like me, you're either going to have the embarrassment of reaching for the glasses, and to be honest, it's at the bottom of the bag, I'm not sure I'd find them, or you're going to have to use a full screen to read it. But I'd like to thank Gisela and the staff for getting this together very, very quickly. This is an unexpected item on our agenda, but will be an important point of business. What I'd like to do now, after I've hopefully filibustered sufficiently for everyone to have taken a deep breath, got themselves organised on the right page and all the technology working, is ask Gisela to do our normal roll call and note any apologies. Over to you, Gisela.
Welcome to today's session on Monday the 25th of June here in Prague. In today's room we have Beau Brendler, Sébastien Bachelet, Sala, you're going to have to apologise, but I don't have your name written down in front of me. Dev Anand Teluksin, Sergio Salinas Porto, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Tijani Benjema, Uriel Lanzipuro. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. On the Adobe Connect room, we have Rudy Vansnik, Paula, Lutz Donnerhacke, and Christo Hellasubio. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you.
Thank you, Gisela. This is Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. And yes, do please say your names, not mine, even if I introduce you by name. I want to note that today we do have certainly French, and I believe French and Spanish, or just French. I can see the French booth. Anyway, we've got our excellent support staff who we cannot do without. They do an amazing job, but what I would ask you to do is, so that the interpreters can interpret you correctly, try and pace yourself no faster than I am speaking now. Try to articulate as well as you possibly can. Yes, Sergio, I may be referring to you just a tiny little bit. And do try not to use something that many of us like to do, which is sort of meaningless metaphors. If you do go down into a meaningless metaphor, then do it again in somewhat simpler language. Otherwise, the transcript, which will be in the languages that we are using, will be very entertaining indeed. So thank you in advance to the heroic work that the French and Spanish interpreters will be doing. But, hey, guys, you're kind of used to us by now. All right. First of all, I'd like to open the floor for any comments as we come towards the end of a huge amount of work. I'm tempted to add up the human hours put into this project, and if I'm really, really bored on a plane going home, I might try and do that, because I'm thinking back to, you know, 2008 and on, and it has been a pretty amazing number of human hours put into getting this right. That could be a piece of trivia we could look at later. So the floor is open, first of all, for general comments on where we are. Did we feel that we could do this better? We are going to be doing it again very shortly. We need to get ourselves organised at the end of the call for... so used to doing it on teleconference, at the end of this meeting for next steps, which may include many of you in the next process. But first of all, first item on the agenda is general open mic. How did we do? What could we have done better? Have we got an oops? And recognising that we do have the piece of business which will involve an edit to our existing text, which we'll get to next. So the microphone is open, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the stunned silence is very impressive here in the room. Dead air never looks good on an MP3. Oh, thank you, Dave. Please, over to you, Dave.
Thank you, David Antilak Singh. Just to say, well, obviously a great amount of effort was put into this final report. I guess if there was something that we could have done better, was probably to gather more persons from the relos, from the at-large, directly more involved in the work teams and so forth. Initially when the call goes out, there's a lot of people that come in that say they want to be participate, but then, you know, literally towards the, as the work progresses, it, you know, just kind of narrows down. So I would say, you know, that's probably something you have to work on, you know, make sure that all the work team members keep engaged from the beginning and all the way to the end. Yeah.
Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. Thank you for that intervention, Dave, because I think that issue of the critical mass we need to make sure we have enough people active at the end of a process is one that is not limited to our work group, but indeed many, if not all, of the work groups, not just in the wonderful world of ALAC and at large, but beyond. A natural attrition is expected, but also a meeting that has too many participants is as difficult to manage as a meeting with too few. Can I ask, before I go to Bo, who's next speaker, what your reaction, Dave, would be to my knee-jerk? I've not had deep thought about this. Trust me, this is just me with only one cup of coffee on board today, which is very serious. Could we see some balance in that by our perpetual and improvement in use of the open fora and online record, the wikis, those sorts of things, where we're offering people a number of time, opportunity and mechanisms to be engaged. I'm very aware, for example, in at least one GNSO work team, which was a drafting team, so it was deadly serious stuff, that I was involved in, that we had someone who literally flagged at the beginning that they could never attend a single one of our planned teleconferences. But that did not inhibit their contribution. So I'm wondering, with that as an example, what you feel about that type of approach. Would it work for our community? Do we need to perhaps encourage something differently to make that happen? Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, David Antaluk Singh. Actually, early in the day, I attended the GNSO website meeting before that took place before the welcome ceremony, and this kind of issue was brought up, that with the GNSO, they have so many working groups and it's impossible to keep track. And the issue comes up, well, I don't want to join the working group per se, you know, to be an involved member, but I'm interested enough to want to keep track of it. And there doesn't seem to be an easy way to do that, because obviously to join the mailing list, a GNSO mailing list, you have to then be a reader and writer and therefore be considered part of the working group as such, when you just want to be just getting the updates and just could scan it and so forth. So I think we have to look at ways of which we can offer that kind of facility so that, you know, so even those updates can then just be silently, well, not silently, but people can monitor it. And then, hey, maybe this is interesting. I'll just jump in here.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. It sounds to me like a perfect role for the Technology Task Force, which, of course, you happen to lead. So I think we've pumped that over, but we will, in our wrap-up, because we do need to do the autopsy, which is what we're sort of doing now, we will mention that symptom and we will fix it, hopefully, in the future. Bo, over to you.
Thank you. It's Bo Brendler. I guess I want to reiterate a mantra that I've kind of had over the last 3 or 4 months, maybe a little bit longer than that, in my involvement in the region, which is we've got to have more recruitment and outreach and membership before an exercise like this is effective, at least speaking regionally. And this is by no means a criticism of what was done, but I think actually in North America we didn't have the bandwidth to participate in this, and it was only when we were sort of told, which is as it should be, and I'm glad we were told, but we were basically told, you know, every region has to participate in this, and somebody from the region needs to, you know, be in it. I don't think anybody from the region would have gotten involved had it not been for that requirement. So, you know, that, again, that's not a criticism. It's just, I think there, I don't know if it's the same in other regions, but I think we have reached a fairly critical bandwidth issue. Now, the second item I wanted to mention was I think, and I realized that there were a prescribed set of structures and a very long generated pre-formatted method of going through this improvements process. But I wonder if, to some extent, maybe in the next phase or further down, if there was a way to perhaps engage some anecdotal input and information in a more informal fashion. Like, I'm not saying that this is the best way to do it, but Glenn McKnight from NA has gone around and made a lot of different videos of people talking about their experiences. And I'm just wondering if there would be a way to try to encourage participation or encourage visibility by, you know, doing 8 or 10 video interviews and just ask the person, you know, if you could change one thing or improve one thing about the at-large, what would it be, even if it doesn't, you know, subscribe to a particular entry in a grid. Because to give some informal feedback from what I've heard from other people or just what I've heard is that they looked at this particular task force as being somewhat arduous and boring in format. So that's what I have. And that's, again, it's not intended as criticism, just perspective.
Thank you, Mo. Cheryl Langdon Orr for the Transcript Record. I would say that that's extremely productive and helpful commentary. We had the disadvantage of never having had a review before. We have learned a huge amount, I believe, in how, if we had the chance to do it exactly the same in terms of the structure of the review again, differently. But what we've also been flagged is that the next time it's going to be a different model anyway. So what we need to do is take the best ideas and the preparation that we know we need to do in advance of you are being reviewed messages, right? We can start doing those videos now. We can start making things popular, simple enough to understand, usable for outreach, and indeed perhaps making us less unsexy and boring. But we had a particular format that we were squeezed into, and I think now we actually can influence with our the report on the process, as opposed to the report to the SIC, the Structural Improvements Committee, to make some suggestions about how we think this could be a better model next time round. But we're looking at 12 to 18 months maximum before that's happening. I would put my money on 13 to 15 months. I don't know what Sebastian feels about that, but I don't think it's going to be that far down the track. And it's quite likely that we will be amongst the first cluster. And it may be a cluster, if I think back to Ray from the SIC, chairing the SIC's presentation at the last meeting. I think he wanted to do sort of batching a bit. And so we'll be in that first batch. I think that's a given. So let's get our act together and let's engage our regions and let's do this effectively. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's no more commentaries, do we have anything online? Nobody's raised their hand or frantically not being noticed by me? Okay, great. What I'd like to do now is, are we okay with the pretty pictures? Can we? The consumer document. Just wanted to share with you something that we've talked about, we've dreamed about, we've heard about, we believe has coming. And look, there it is. It's pretty. It's tall. And it's out there, ready to go print-wise. I think they're doing just it's all sort of galley print at the moment. There might be a dotted I or cross T that needs to go there, but it's a piece of simple language information that we can give to consumer interest groups and consumers out at the edges and explain what is in it for them and why we need them. I feel like I've birthed an echidna backwards. This has, you know, it should have been so, and if you wonder what that is, do just Google an echidna. It's an Australian marsupial, and if you have a look at one, you'll know why birthing one at all, let alone birthing one backwards, has been a bit of a trial. Huge, huge thanks to the staff that literally bludgeoned this together in very short time. Huge, huge thanks to those who've been involved in the rather tragic story of consumer group involvement. And again, I'm thinking Bo and Holly and your team to make this magic happen. This is one of those things that really makes me smile, and it's something we all need to be proud of. I believe we're talking all UN languages. Okay, so whilst this draft is in English, we will expect to see this beautiful document available, both soft and hard copy, in the UN languages. If I was to edit anything, I guess I might in the future want to have the soft copy, have the a Q code. Okay, so yay team, looking good. Very excited to see that one in the bag. Please join us. Please join us. Right, you can't. Sit at the pond left hand. just for the record, we're delighted to see the chairman of the Structural Improvements Committee has joined us in perfect timing, actually. So thank you and welcome. If there's no other comments now, I'd just like to take you to the one piece of new business, the unexpected business, and I'd like to propose to you that we just have a very brief discussion before I hand over to Ray for a brief word, and then to all of us to say thank you most heartily. We have a surprise. Okay. Now, this is a note, note 6 in your Adobe Connect room. Excuse me. has come to us recently from Tricia Drakes. Tricia has copied everyone appropriate in the process, but points out that we've made an oops. So we will take these criticisms gracefully and immediately rectify them in the report, giving a modified report to the Structural Improvements Committee post-haste and having our wiki record brought in line. The short part of it, let me read, we'll get over the cute and welcoming stuff. Tricia states the following, I have only one specific comment / observation in relation to the ALAC at large improvements implementation project final report. As you know, the recommendations of the ALAC Review Working Group's final report, insert date 9 June 2009, were approved by the board in their entirety with one exception. The exception relating to the report's recommendation that there should in fact be two at-large appointed voting board members. So we remember that the board adoption was with that modification from 2 to 1. She then goes on to provide us with all the links, all the details, everything we need to modify our report in that text that you have in front of you. What she would like to make sure is clear in our report is that the ALAC's discussion, albeit not graceful acceptance but begrudgingly accepted, that it's going to be one, not two, and we kept saying for now, was in fact done. We will link in the report and the appendix to the meetings where that discussion happened, and we will then have a new section in the report that annotates clearly that the ALAC discussed this. We won't use the word begrudgingly, we'll get the thesaurus out for something more politically correct, accepted that this is the board's decision at this time and would look forward to the opportunity. And Yurio, I think I might need your drafting skills here a little, the opportunity to revisit this recommendation in future or to have future reviews look at this point. How do you think, Yuri, we should word this? I know I've caught you on the fly, but I'm very keen to make sure it's both soft enough not to offend for once, but clear enough to say we want to revisit if at all possible, which was the view of the room in the time. So if I could perhaps appeal to you to give us some words of wisdom, or anyone to give us some words of wisdom. I feel like I'm running a silent auction. Okay, you've exhausted them, right? They're done in, poor darlings. Well, if that's the case, here is the proposal that the action item is that with Olivier's, who has not yet joined us but I think is intending to join us at wording skill, with the staff we have here between now and this time tomorrow, so between now and midday tomorrow, we will have inserted an appropriately linked sentence into our final report. You will all just live with it because you're not telling me how to dot the I's and cross the T's, so trust us, we will just get it as right as we can. And we will give the Structural Improvements Committee the updated and modified report. We will send a copy with our thanks back to Trish of the new version, and we shall ensure that the wiki pages and wiki links are appropriately populated with both the material she has provided us in her advice letter and to the meetings that were held. Are we clear on that, AI team? Terrific. In which case, I'm going to call for any other business. And if we don't have any meeting any other business, I'm going to give the chairman of the SIC the microphone.
For what?
Thanks, Cheryl. Your team's done a wonderful job. I think that those words would be fine.
Would you please write that out and also translate it into six languages so I can make sure it's done?
We're only doing three languages here today, Ray, English, French and Spanish, so...
Okay. Well, then I will say Dobry den, which is Czech. Okay. Okay, whatever she said, okay? How's that? The work that the ALAC did is quite good, and diligence and professionalism to which you took to take care of all of the implementation matters and the way you did it in a very timely manner was very impressive given the large amount of things that had to be done, some of which were more or less complicated to do, okay? To that, I would say thank you very much. You made my life a lot easier, and the life of my committee much, much easier by your ability to do that. I do want to say that, as I mentioned, when a few of us got together with the discussion in Costa Rica about the next round, I did show you what amounted to a straw man proposal as far as how the reviews will be conducted in terms of a timeline. So the big difference going forward will be that there's, in essence, 2 years' worth of review-related activities per se in terms of the review being conducted and plans and so forth being put together. 1 year is more or less allocated to implement everything, and then 2 years are left to operate under it. So you can actually get some real experience as far as, do these things really work? Is there something that could be done to change it? Because at the end of that, we would like to see a report that goes back into the system that says, here's some observations from operating, and those things actually become part of the next review that takes place. The other thing that we talked about last time was the actual conduct of the review itself in terms of criteria. And I mentioned last time that we would be developing really objective type review material. We weren't going to leave it up to the contractor, if you will, more or less to kind of figure out what I'm going to review. And so the idea going forward is that with working with the ALAC, we will have a developed set of criteria which will be objective and scorable. There will be room for subjective comments as well. And that will be handed to the reviewing company as the specifications for the contract so that we make sure that things get reviewed that need to be reviewed so that we can actually get the result from a review, which is an increase in organizational effectiveness. And so I welcome that input from you in terms of things that areas that you think should be covered in review, governance matters, membership matters, election matters, whole realm of things. And so we can get those things incorporated into the draft as we put it together. And we've been doing this right now, working on the one for the for the GNSO, and of course that's quite complicated, but the template and the model is there, and there's a short presentation at some point in time. I'd at least like to show you. It's very draft right now as far as what this looks like, and because we're going to discuss this presentation at our meeting tomorrow or Wednesday, whenever. Yes, Wednesday. So that's it. Looking forward to the future. So I will conclude my remarks by saying what she said, and turn it back to her.
Cheryl Langdonell for the Transcript Record, and thank you very much, Ray. I can't possibly argue with that. Anything that says what she said clearly gets my vote, so that's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, it is always good to realise not only where we are going to, and I expect to see a very similar group of faces involved in the next process, right? So we will definitely we'll build on our experience and our knowledge. Guys, stop your banking. Stop your... Oh, all right. The chairman of the ALAC apparently wants the microphone. Over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc for the Transcript Record. I'm partially related to Cheryl in that we have the last for the Transcript Record name thing. Anyway, I just wanted to thank Cheryl for the amount of work that she's done in being able to lead this... And also I wanted to thank the SIC for bringing us so much feedback and being able to work so well with us. So thank you, Ray.
And now there's a cake with a sparkler, and boy, don't we deserve it. Yay! Photo opportunity, come, stand, joy, rejoice, congratulations, and we'll feed you again when you do another good job. Thank you, interpreters. Thank you, staff. Thank you, one and all. And I think it's nice to end on a sweet moment, especially a well-deserved one. Bye for now.